continuity of care. I know that when I was newly qualified, one of the things that I found most helpful was the fact that I was around in the wards all the time. And therefore you could observe how a disease changed. How, for example, somebody with a cerebral thrombosis, how their disease changed, or the manifestations of their disease changed in quite a different way from the way in which the manifestations of a cerebral bleed changed. I know it was jolly hard, and I can remember how tired I got, and I wouldn't want anybody to get as tired as I used to in those days. But if that is sort of excised from the junior doctor's job, then they miss an enormously important bit of experience. And when my wife was in the Royal Barracks recently, I noticed that she came in, and if I remember rightly, she was admitted mid-afternoon. She was seen by a young doctor who went off duty at about 5 o'clock, and another doctor came on and wandered gently in at about 6:30, and didn't seem to know anything about what had been happening to my wife, didn't realise that she'd been having multiplicity of fits. Maybe it was all down in the notes, and he just didn't bother to look at the notes. But I was ill impressed. And then she was transferred to another ward, which was on the 6th floor of another building, and the house physician never came there, because it took such a long time to get from the main acute ward up to the 6th floor of the maternity unit where she then was. That had now become a medical ward. And they just seemed to come occasionally, and the patients felt that no doctor was taking any interest. And there was certainly a little lady who was in the next bed to my wife, who was in severe pain. I don't know what the cause of her pain was, but I saw her, and she was in severe pain when I went in to see my wife at about 7 o'clock one evening.